Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. More triumph and tragedy for the U.S. team at the Sochi Winter Olympics. On the slopes, the U.S. men sweeping the medals in the slope-style skiing event. Josh Christensen takes gold. Gus Kenilworth with silver. Nicholas Gepper with the bronze. The women's half-pipe snowboard event, Caitlin Farrington wins gold. Kelly Clark with bronze. The U.S. now sharing the overall medal lead with Norway at a dozen. On the speed skating track, though, 1,000-meter two-time defending Olympic champion Shawnee Davis, a disappointing eighth-place finish. On the hockey rink, Canada beat the U.S. women 3-2. The U.S. led 1-0 after two periods. The Canadians tally three times, one of them a disputed goal. Americans get an extra attacker goal in the final minute, but they come up short. They may meet again in the medal round. The U.S. men taking the ice for the first time on Thursday against Slovakia. A couple of former Wisconsin Badgers are part of the U.S. team, including Ryan Suter, whose dad, Bob, was a part of the Miracle on Ice team back in 1980. And Suter says this U.S. team has gold medal potential.
I think we do. I mean, last Olympics we went in there, we were kind of playing the underdog card. We didn't expect, well, we expected, but no one else expected us to win. I think for this year's team going in there, we expect to win. We have a majority of the guys will be back, so just really looking forward to it and excited about the challenge.
After just two more games on Thursday night, the NBA will be at the All-Star break. The Milwaukee Bucks had their final game before the break at the BMO Harris Bradley Center on Wednesday night, falling to the New Orleans Pelicans 102-98. Eric Gordon had 21. Pelicans broke away from this one in the third quarter. Brandon Knight led the Bucks with 22, but Milwaukee slides to 9-43 at the break. Easily the worst record in the NBA. Head coach Larry Drew says, yeah, this is my toughest year in the association without question.
I've never experienced anything like this as a player or as a coach in all my years, on this level. But I think, as long as you're around the game, you're going to experience some things that you never thought you would. But this is certainly an experience that tough to deal with.
I can imagine. Toronto Raptors beat the Atlanta Hawks 104-83. DeMar DeRozan with 31. Dallas goes into Indiana and beats the Pacers 81-73, handing the Pacers only their third loss at home. Monte Ellis had 23. Mavericks allowed the Pacers just 11 points in the fourth quarter.
We blitzed them on a pick and roll. We didn't let them get any easy or open shots. We made it tough for them, and it was a team effort. Sean did a great job on them. Even when I switched on them, we was in great help defense, and it was a great team effort all the way around.
Memphis knocked off Orlando 86-81. Cleveland beat Detroit 93-89. Sacramento in overtime, a 106-101 win over the New York Knicks. Jimmer Fredette with 24. Tim Duncan scored 25, leading San Antonio over Boston 104-92. It was Brooklyn 105, Charlotte 89. Paul Pierce with 25. Kevin Love poured in 32 as Minnesota beat Denver 117-90. It was Houston 113, Washington 112. This went right to the wire. James Harden hits a layup with a second left to give the Rockets the win.
Very important. Obviously we're on a streak right now, but we want to be playing well at the same time. One of the teams are going to give up early, and we had an opportunity to close them out in the third quarter. They kept fighting, and like I said, we came away with it.
Harden finished with 35 as the Rockets have reeled off seven in a row. It was Utah 105, Philadelphia 100. The LA Clippers get 36 from Blake Griffin in beating Portland 122-117. And the Miami Heat in Golden State beat the Warriors 111-110. LeBron James with 36. Final points came on a three with just a half second to go. And LeBron says that may have been one of my best shots yet.
It's up there. It's up there. Just the circumstances of the game and to be able to come through for my teammates, I always want to come through for them. Obviously, I'm not going to be successful every time, but be able to deliver for them tonight, man, it meant everything. And send those guys into their All-Star break on the right note.
You want game winners? How about number one Syracuse at number 23 Pittsburgh? Panthers hit two free throws with 4.4 seconds left, but more than enough time for freshman Tyler Ennis to dribble across half court and let go a 35-footer at the buzzer.
We wanted to get as far as we can, as close to the basket as we can. And, they really played us tough for the whole game. And I thought they really played us, like they did at the Dome. And luckily, we were just able to make plays at the end, make a couple big shots, and then finish out the game.
Orange win at 58-56, although Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim says it's rare to get one like that.
I don't think those shots are going to go in, really. I never do. When he shot it, I saw his release, and when I saw the ball, I thought it was going in, honestly. I did. I said, that's going in.
It went in. Syracuse 24-0. Sixth-ranked Villanova beat DePaul 87-62. Number 9, Duke in North Carolina postponed because of that storm in the southeast. 13th-ranked Kentucky beat Auburn 64-56. Number 22, Memphis over Central Florida 76-70. Texas Tech surprising number 25, Oklahoma 68-60. Women's college hoops. Minnesota beat Wisconsin 63-50. Badgers scored only 16 points in the first half. Taylor Worth had 15. Wisconsin out 10-14. Overall 3-9 in the Big Ten. Marion defeated Lakeland 66-63 in overtime, coming from 9 down in the last 3 minutes. Leah Eisner had 24 for the Muskies, who are now 8-14, 5-12 in the NAC. On the floor Thursday night, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers in a rematch of a game the Badgers lost at Williams Arena last month. Green Bay Phoenix embark on a huge 2-game road trip at Youngstown State Thursday night, at second place Cleveland State on Saturday. Phoenix lead the Vikings by 1 game in the Horizon League standings, but first things first, guard keeper Sykes says we cannot look past the Penguins.
No, I mean, we have to take it 1 game at a time. Those guys are always dangerous at home. With preseason player of the year, Kendrick Perry, you never know what to expect with an explosive player like that. And with the guys that he have around him and how they've been playing and how they're growing from start to finish. I think we have to certainly look at this game before we, you know, foresee the next game.
Some football notes. The agent for Jermichael Finley, Blake Baratz, tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the tight end's doctor who performed the C3-4 fusion surgery says he's 99.9% sure the fusion will fully heal and Finley will be cleared for football activity in due time. The recovery process continues, but Finley will become an unrestricted free agent March 11th. This operation similar to one that ended the career of Nick Collins, so it'll be interesting to see how the Packer doctors view Finley once the recovery is complete. Denver Broncos lost the Super Bowl, but they're going to keep John Elway around. The team president had his contract extended through 2017 and was also given the title of general manager for the Broncos. And a baseball note. The captain of the New York Yankees, Derek Jeter, made the announcement on his Facebook page. The 39-year-old saying the 2014 season will be his last. He was the 1996 American League Rookie of the Year. He's a 13-time All-Star with a career .312 batting average and has won 5 World Series championships. Will go down as one of the greats to wear the pinstripes of all time. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.